Okay. We have, now we're starting, we're on Yud Amud Beis, we're starting with Avshalom. Excuse me. Okay, so Avshalom, I think I looked up yesterday, I think he was the third son of David, right? And he was born from an Ashes Yafas Toiha, because that's what where he becomes famous, because his sister was a beautiful woman, and his sister got basically raped or seduced by another one of the brothers, of David's brothers, and then eventually Avshalom arranged for him to get killed, and then he got separated from David, and then he brought him back, and then Avshalom started to create a rebellion, and then it just basically led to his death. Okay, so Avshalom nisgoe, right, v'seyaro v'chule. Avshalom was haughty with his hair. Tana rabbanan, Avshalom b'saro morad, he rebelled with his hair. Shenema, Avshalom lo yahaya ish yofa. There's no one as beautiful as Avshalom in Israel. From head to toe, he was gorgeous. Yeah. And when he used to shear his head, haya mikates yomim l'yomim. I think that means it was once a year. He used to take a haircut. Right, covered a lot because it was very heavy. You know what I mean? A year's worth of hair, it's heavy. But Gilchoy, and he shaved it off. For shokel es seirosh, and he weighed his hair, and it was matayim shkolim. It weighed 200 shkolim. Yeah, but Evan Amelech, with regards to this special Evan Amelech, which is the measure. Tana, we've got Bryce to explain that. Evan, what's this Evan? It means the stone, she'anshe Tveria, that the people from Tveria of Anshe Tzippor is shoklim bar, that they used to weigh. I suppose it's a known weight. Maybe it's a heavy weight, but anyway. So lefichach, since he rebelled with his hair, because this was actually part of his excuse for going away from David HaMelech. He said, I'm going to do my hair thing. Yeah, and he went to Hebron, and then he got a lot of people he took with him, and this started his rebellion. So that's when he rebelled with his hair, meaning that was a pretense for going away and starting this revolution. Lefichach nisla basaro, he was hung with his hair. Shenema v'yikore Avshalom. I think maybe they say, this was one of the things I wanted to do this morning, but I didn't. V'yikore means, I think the translation is, he happened on Avshalom, lifnei Abdi David, but before the servants of David, but Avshalom roichev al pered, and Avshalom was riding on a mule, but yovo a pered, and the pered came tachas soivech. Soivech means a branch. Soivech, I think it was, yeah. Ha'elo, I think is translated as an elm tree. Gedoyla, a large elm tree. Okay, the yechazek, right? The back chain. What?
Terebinth.
Oh yeah, art sculpture. I think it says an elm. Oh, yeah, whatever. You know, a big tree. Yeah, yeah. The yechazek roishoy, and he grabbed his hair ve'ela, but by this tree. The yutan ben shemayim ve'ena oretz, and he was suspended between heavens and earth. Yeah, because why? For pered and the mule she'atachtav aval carried on. So the mule carried on going. So he's hanging by his hair from this large tree. Okay, so what did he do? So Shokel Safsira, he took a knife, some kind of blade, Balamitsuke, so he wanted to chop off his hair so that he would become unentangled. It's like having chewing gum in your hair. Sometimes you just got to cut it out. Okay, Tana Debe Ribi Shmoel. Oh, but the problem was, just as he was about to cut his hair, we got a bryce from Tanazim Shmoyel, but Oysa Shah, and that time Nivka Shoyel Mitachtav. Suddenly, the ground opened up and the hell was underneath him. So, if he would have cut his hair, it would have dropped down into the depths of hell. Shoyel means hell, basically. The abyss. Oh, very nice. The abyss. Yes. Okay, now, so basically, we saw in the Mishnah what happened. He got stabbed by Yoav 3 times in the heart, and then the 10 weapon bearers then also stabbed him. Anyway, but so this is now we're talking about when David HaMelech heard about the tidings that his son had died, because David HaMelech actually requested that his son shouldn't die. Yirgaz HaMelech, so when he heard the tidings that his son was dead, he got very angry. Yeah, but Ya'al al Elias Hashar, he went upon the gate, on the walkway above the gate. Yeah, v'yev, and he cried. Yeah, v'choy omar, and thusly he said, b'lechtoi b'ni, in his going, my son, Avshalom. Right, so we're going to count b'ni over here. He's going to say b'ni eight times, right? So it says, b'lechtoi b'ni, number one. Yeah, Avshalom, b'ni, that's three b'nis. Avshalom, mi yitein moisi, if it should only, I would have died, ani tachtecha, me instead of you. Okay, Avshalom, b'ni, so that's four and five, right? V'hamelech la'at, he went slowly, esponov, I don't know what la'at, I forgot to check that out, what la'at, esponov, it's something to, maybe he held his face, v'izak hamelech, and he cried out, kol godol b'ni, that's number six, Avshalom, Avshalom, b'ni, that's seven and eight b'nis. End of quote. So Hani Samanya Bani Lama. Why do we need all of these eight b'nis over here? So answer the Gemara. Shiva de Aske Meshiva Duri Gehenom. Seven is that were used to take him out from the different levels of hell. There's seven floors in hell. And each one took him out of one of them. But Idach, what? Aske means bring him up. Aske is up, and A is him. What?
The eight means rat.
Rat. Oh, very good. Thank you. Okay, good. Thank you. The Idach, right? The last remaining Bini, right? So Ikid Amri, some people want to say, Dekoriv Reshe, Legabi Gufe, right? That it brought close his head by his body. It sounded at some point in this scenario he got decapitated, and therefore his head needed to get reconnected with his body. Okay. Ve'ika de Amri, some people say, de Aise la Alma de Ossi, that this brought him, right? De Aise, he brought him, la Alma de Ossi, the world to come. Meaning, not only did he get out of Gehenom, he went to Olam Haba. Okay. Now, this is very strange, because over there, basically, it has the story of Avshalom. There's like an interjection, and it speaks about that Avshalom, just after he died, he made himself a monument in his lifetime. And we're just going to speak about this psukim over here. So, but Avshalom, Lokach, right, he took a Yotzev Lo B'chayav, and he erected for himself in his life, and the apostle is going to continue, like, basically, some kind of monument. So, my Lokach. What means he lokach? He took. So Amarish Lokish, Shalokach Mechach Ra La'atzmo. He did a bad deal. So if you look at Rashi with the Gersa of the Bach, basically he tried to become a leader and take the authority, which was bad for him, which led to all these negative things. Basically, ultimately to his death and downfall. So now continue with the Pasuk. Es Matzeves. So Matzeves is the monument, right? I think it's Lashon for like Yatzev is to stand something, this like standing monument. Asher be'emech HaMelech. It was in the valley of the king. This is where he placed this monument. We're going, but apparently it's still there in the Pesukim. I don't know if anyone's seen it. Yeah. Amar Rebbe Chanina Bar Papa. So Rav Chanina Bar Papa. He says, but what does it mean, this Be'emek HaMelech, right? This statue, this monument, this Be'emek HaMelech, it means Be'etz Amuka, with the council, the deep council, shall Malchus shall Olam, with the king of the world. Meaning, this was preordained by Hashem, right? When it says over there, Be'emek means the depths of the Melech, means the depths of the Melech, means the deep plans of Hashem. What is that? Dichsiv, because it says in the pasuk, right? It says Hinani. This is Hashem, or this is like the Navi speaking to David HaMelech. But Hinani mekim alecha ra mi beisecha. Behold, I'm going to establish upon you, right? Bring upon you, basically, Ra from your own household, right? Evil from your own household, i.e. one of your children is going to rebel against you, which was Avshalom. And fine, so therefore this was because of the sin of that David HaMelech did with Bathsheba. So because of that, he had to be punished, and this was the plan for the punishment. And Avshalom did that. Okay,
who was his mother?
Avshalom. Avshalom's mother, she was an Ashish Yafis Torah. I can't remember. It was I'm not sure. Kiyotzi Badova, a similar idea, Ata Oimer, that you say, he says, V'yishalcheihu be'emach Chavron. And Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef, from Emek Chavron. So what's Emek Chavron? So Amar Rav Chinina bar Papa be'etza amuka. It's also with the deep counsel of the preordained plan shall oisu tzadik shekavu b'chevron, which is Avram Avinu dechsev. It says Yudaya Teda. You should surely know this is the Brisbane Besorim. Yeah, that Hashem said to Avram Avinu that basically you go down to Mitzrayim ki ger yezorecha, that your progeny is going to be have to go down to Mitzrayim. So in the Brisbane and Bussarim, it was preordained that they have to go to Mitzrayim. And Yosef was the person who basically was the catalyst to this. Ki Omar ain Liben. So it says over here, the reason that he erected this like monument in his lifetime, he says, I don't have a son. So he wanted something to remember him. So, below, heavy low, lay Bonnie, and there weren't sons to Avshalom. Yeah, v'chsev, it says, state in the Pesukim, it says, v'yivoldu l'Avshalom, and they were born to Avshalom, shlosh abonim, and basachas. He had three kids, right, three boys and one girl. Yeah, so what's going on? So, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdim, he says, answer number one. He say, shelo hayaloi ben hagun malchus, meaning he didn't have a son who was fitting to, like, to carry on the kingship, I suppose, if he would have got it. Yeah.
What
yeah, exactly right. Yeah, Rav Chista Amar Gemiri, he's got a different answer. We have a transmission. Kola sorif tivoso shel chavero. Anybody who burns down someone else's grain, so you basically torch someone else's field, your neighbor's. Yeah, eino maniach ben liyorsho. He's not going to leave a son to inherit him, meaning his children are going to die in his lifetime. So therefore, we know that Avshalom, what were you going to say? V'ihu kalye, and he, kalye means he burnt it, yeah, l'du Yoav, to Yoav's grains. Dichsi, we're going to bring a proof. V'yome elavadov, he said, Avshalom said to his servants, Ru'u, see, chelkas Yoav, there's the field of Yoav, el yodi, is by my hand, yeah, by my side, and he's got barley over there. Lechu, go, and go and light it in Eish. And he did, the Avdi Avshalom, they went and torched it. Yeah, this field in Eish. And so, therefore, we know that Avshalom's sons died in his lifetime, therefore, he wanted to put up this monument. Okay, we'll stop here.